Ladies, did you know that your ability to live and feel authentically feminine is connected to your sexual power? Gentlemen, have you ever wondered what's behind those days when she seems to shine from within? If you answered yes to either of those questions, stay tuned for The O-Spot with best-selling romance author Rachel Kenley and get to the source of your power so you are living a life of greater connection and joy.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to the O-Spot. It is Wednesday, October 7th. It is 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So those people out here who work the traditional Monday through Friday week, happy hump day. Now, I'm going to start us off with a little something-something, because guess what I'm doing today? Yes, for those of you who are familiar, this is Cool and the Gang Celebration. I'm going to let them go for just a moment more here. All right, I'm going to bring him down, put him in the background for all of you, because yes, we're celebrating, guess what? The O-Spot is a year old. I came on the air on DKRN-FM on the first Wednesday of the month of October last year, and here we are again, 52 weeks later. I can't believe it has been a year. So for those of you who knew me back then, a year ago, I was so nervous. Oh my God. I was like crazy nervous. I had plotted out every single possible, minute of my show. And I knew exactly what I was going to say. And I had walked through it. I had practiced it. And now I come to you guys. Now, I don't just come on cold usually. I do have an idea of what I'm going to do most weeks and have my little lists and, you know, my research ready and all that good stuff. But nowhere near like the four pages of notes I was using a year ago. And I couldn't even begin to imagine how much fun, how much joy, how amazing this journey would be, and how grateful I am to have had it. Somebody reminded me today about the importance of gratitude, and I've heard this many times, and those of you who are Om Times readers and listeners know this, the incredible importance, value, and benefit, physical benefit of gratitude. And she said, you know, I have so much more than so many, even when I have nothing in my bank account. And like many of you, my bank account's one of the things that's most concerning me these days. So this is one of the things I have in my life, and I am deeply grateful. So first to Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, who was with me last week, thank you for this tremendous opportunity, for showing me that I had something to say about this topic, that it was so important to me that I wanted to find a way to shout it to the world, a way to connect it to the world. And thank you for showing me what a wonderful way this could be. Thank you to Joe of The Joe Show, who had me on earlier that first day, and it was such a big help. It kept me so, like, I got like my initial nerves out. It was sort of a dress rehearsal, and it was very, very helpful. Thank you to Matt Connerton, who is my contact when I'm freaking out or when I show up and there is a replay, and also for the times when I need a replay, because I've been, I think, four or five times in the last year where I haven't been able to be with you live due to other commitments. Thank you to all the people who have been my guests, Wanda Santos. Oh my God, Kendri, my Kendri bird. I'm like, I can picture her and I can't remember her name. Kendra L. Saunders, the incredible Nicole Brandon. I've been her guest and we're going to have her here soon. Of course, Dr. Kevin was here last week, Cecilia Tan, and the other writers who have joined me. Thank you. Thank you for making this a fun place for me and for my listeners. This has been, it is, I tell my friends that this is my favorite hour of the week in so many ways. It flies by. I love preparing for it. I love being with you. So I'm celebrating. I'm also celebrating. I have a date for the release of my next novella. It's coming to you November 12th, which is a Thursday. So the night before, I think we'll have some fun. And it's called Her Beastly Stepbrother. It is the Beauty and the Beast story, but with a twist. The Beast is her stepbrother. It's set in modern times. It's not set in the fairy tale realm, as my next one will be after that. But it's coming out in November. I'm very excited.
I am so sorry, my internet blipped out. Ah! I'm going to send up an intention that that's not going to happen again for the rest of the night. Oh! Oh my gracious. Okay, my poor TARDIS. That's the name of our internet access here at home. And I'm just noticing that actually one of my neighbors is called Stark Industries. Ooh, we have an interesting neighborhood apparently. So sorry about that. Oh my God, that's going to sound bizarre to my repeaters and my folks not listening live. Thank you for hanging in there, and please stay, because that may happen again. So I'm celebrating the book. I'm celebrating me. I'm celebrating the O spot. And to do that, I am going to do some of my favorite things over again. So it's not quite going to be a repeat, because, you know, you can never, I think it's a Native American phrase that you can't put your foot in the same river twice, because everything changes. You change, the water changes, the sand underneath changes. So while I'm going to replay are we back? Are we back? Oh, please let us be back. I think we're back. Okay, you know what? While I'm on break, I'm going to try to switch off. I have a break coming up in like 10 minutes, 3 minutes. Look at what this panic is doing to me. This is terrible. I'm going to try to switch to my phone because my phone jumps to 4G if something like this happens. So I'm going to connect myself in or something. Oh, okay. Look, there it is. And there are some times for there. So yes, at the break, I'm going to connect myself through my phone, and hopefully we will not have this issue.
when I do that. So terrible. Oh my gosh. Apologies for those who are listening. So I'm going to play some music also later on that were songs that I didn't either get to or got interrupted. Some of the TED Talks that I loved, but really tonight for me is not only, it's about that combination of gratitude and celebration. And I hope you'll stop. Sorry, that was really like panic making. You know, you don't realize that you kind of have an image, a mental image of how things are going to go until suddenly they can't go that way. I'm going to say this. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to cue this up. I'm going to play this. And all of a sudden, no, I'm not. Ooh, okay. Apparently, like I said, we need a new router actually here at home, as it turns out. So it's doing a little twitchy stuff on me tonight. Celebration and gratitude. I hope it's something that you, as you're listening, could stop. And if you're driving, don't stop. That you could think of. Is there something that right now, at this very moment, you could be grateful for? Your health. Your home. Whatever device you're listening to me on. I've been grateful for my computer because it blew screen of death on me earlier this week. And panic. I'm grateful for my family and their current health. As you know, my husband had a heart attack earlier this year. I am grateful for the food in my fridge, even when I'm trying not to eat all of it. I'm grateful that when I feel hungry, I can avoid eating, and it's because I'm trying to eat better as opposed to being hungry because there is no food. So here I come up on my first break. I'm going to switch my method of chatting with you tonight. I don't know if it'll sound different through my cell phone, but we'll find out. And come back afterwards for the O-Spot here on Om Times Radio with me, Rachel Kenley.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome
Welcome back. This is my cell phone I'm talking through. I hope I'm coming through clearly, but welcome back to the O Spot. I'm your host, Rachel Kenley. Today we're celebrating, and one of the one of the TED Talks I played for you really impacted my life. A lot of them have, but this one in particular, because it caused me to make a physical change in my life. It changed, you know, sort of a life hack in some ways, as opposed to just an emotional change. And I shouldn't say just an emotional change. Emotional changes are, let's face it, huge. But this one, this physical change changed me emotionally as well. And you'll hear her talk about it, how when we have an idea, when something tries to propel us forward, we have a tendency to put on the brakes. Even as something as simple as our alarm goes off in the morning and we hit the snooze alarm. You've just changed the direction of your mind and your body. And that has some consequences. So the presentation is by Mel Robbins. It's called How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over. It is a little over 20 minutes. So I'm going to play the first part during this next section and we'll finish it after the next break. But this was and is and remains one of my favorites, one that I sort of keep in my bookmarks so that I can listen to it when I need it. And I hope that hearing it again, if you heard it before, will help you move forward even more. And I hope if it's your first time, you'll find a lot in it. So Mel Robbins, How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over.
Honey, isn't that the dog's
dad? Oh, good grief. Of course. For some reason, it decided it wanted to put an ad. Skip ad. Here we go again.
Bigger welcome. Hello, San Francisco. Ted X. Oh my God, blinding light. Hi, everybody. How are you? Fine. Oh my gosh. Okay, so my name is Mel Robbins, and for the last 17 years, I have done nothing but help people get... years.
Okay, I think I'm still here. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry. Now my phone is acting up. Did you guys know that Mercury is in retrograde for the next few hours still? Well, next few days. It comes out on Friday, on my birthday. Let's try this one more time with How to Stop Screwing Yourself Over. Somehow this seems appropriate.
Ted X. Oh my God, blinding light. Hi, everybody. How are you? Fine. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so my name is Mel Robbins, and for the last 17 years, I have done nothing but help people get everything that they want. Within reason. My husband's here. And so I've done it in the courtroom, in the boardroom, in the bedroom, in people's living room, whatever room you want to be in. If I'm there, I will help you get whatever you want by any means necessary. For the last 3 years, I host a syndicated radio show. 5 days a week, I go live in 40 cities, and I talk to men and women across America who feel stuck. Do you know that a third of Americans feel dissatisfied with their lives right now? That is 100 million people. That's insane. And I've come face to face with it in this new show that I'm doing, which is also insane. It's called In-Laws. I move in with families across America. You guessed it. Who are at war with their in-laws. We move them into the same house. I verbally assassinate everybody. We open up Pandora's box. And I get people to stop arguing about the donuts and who's hosting Thanksgiving dinner and talk about the real stuff. And that's what I want to talk to you about. I'm here for you. I'm going to tell you everything I know in less than 18 minutes about how to get what you want. So I want you to take a millisecond right now, and I want you to think about what you want. You. And I want you to be selfish. Screw Simon and the wee thing. This is about me, right now. Sorry, Simon. What do you want? And here's the deal. I don't want it to sound good to other people. Being healthy will not get your ass on a treadmill. Losing your man boobs so you could hook up with somebody? Now that's motivation. So I want to know, what do you want? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want to triple your income? Do you want to start a nonprofit? Do you want to find love? What is it? Get it right here. You know what it is. Don't analyze it to death. Just pick something. That's part of the problem. You won't pick. So we're going to be talking about how you get what you want. And frankly, getting what you want is simple. But notice I didn't say it was easy. It's very simple. In fact, if you think about it, we live in the most amazing moment in time. So that thing that you have up here, whatever it may be, you want to use healthy eating to cure your diabetes, you want to figure out how to take care of the elders and start a new hospice center, you want to move to Africa and build a school, guess what? You can walk into a bookstore right now and buy at least 10 books written by credentialed experts on how the hell you do it. You could Google it, and you could probably find at least, I don't know, 1,000 blogs documenting the step-by-step-by-step transformation that somebody else is already doing. You can find anybody online and cyber-stalk them. You can just walk in their footsteps and let them, you know, just use the science of drafting. Follow what everyone else has done, because somebody else is already doing it. So why don't you have what you want? When you have all the information that you need, you have the contacts that you need, there are probably free tools online that allow you to start a business or join a group or do whatever the heck you want. It all comes down to one word. Shut the front door. You know what I'm talking about? The F-bomb. It's everywhere. You hear it all the time, and I honestly don't understand what the appeal is of the word. I mean, you don't sound smart when you say it. And it's really not expressing how you really feel. It's sort of a cheap, you know, shot to take. And of course, you know, I'm talking about the word fine. How you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, really? You are? Dragging around those extra 40 pounds, you're fine. Feeling like roommates with your spouse, you're fine. You haven't had sex in 4 months, you're fine. Really? I don't think so. But see, here's the deal with saying that you're fine. It's actually genius. Because if you're fine, you don't have to do anything about it. But when you think about this word fine, it just makes me so angry. I mean, here we are at a conference about being alive, and you're going to describe the experience of being alive as fine? What a flimsy and feeble word. You're crappy, say you're crappy. If you're amazing, say you're amazing. Tell the truth. And this not only goes for the social construct, oh, I don't want to burden you with the fact that I hate my life, or, you know, hey, I'm amazing, but that would make you feel terrible. The bigger issue with fine is that you say it to yourself. That thing that you want, I guarantee you, you've convinced yourself that you're fine not having it. That's why you're not pushing yourself. It's the areas in your life where you've given up, where you've said, oh, I'm fine. My mom's never going to change, so I just can't have that conversation. I'm fine. You know, we got to wait until the kids graduate before we get divorced, so we'll just sleep in separate bedrooms. I'm fine. I lost my job. I can barely pay my bills, but whatever. It's hard to get a job. And, you know, one of the reasons why this word also just annoys me so much is scientists have calculated. Oh, yeah, I'm coming down. Scientists have calculated the odds of you being born. That's right. They've crunched the numbers. I see you up there. They've crunched the numbers on you. Yeah, I know, you guys standing up, you want to sit down for this. They've crunched the numbers on you being born. And they took into account all of the wars and the natural disasters and the dinosaurs and everything else. And do you realize that the odds of you, yeah, right here, put your computer away, stand up for me, it's Doug. So the odds of Doug here, turn around, say hi to everybody. The odds, yeah, of Doug being born at the moment in time he was born to the parents you were born to with the DNA structure that you have, 1 in 400 trillion. Isn't that amazing? Yes. You're not fine. You're fantastic. You have life-changing ideas for a reason, and it's not to torture yourself. Thank you. Thank you, Doug. And you know, Christine was right when she said all of you could be on stage, because all of you, we're all in this category. 1 in 400 trillion. All day long, you have ideas that could change your life, that could change the world, that could change the way that you feel. And what do you do with them? Nothing. Oh, hopefully I won't moon you.
I'm going to pause her right there because we're going to come up on a break and I'm going to finish her when we come back. 1 in 400 trillion. That's how special you are. Isn't that glorious? As she said, you're better than fine. You're fantastic. We're fantastic. That is something to celebrate. And we do have great ideas that deserve to be shouted from the rooftop, shared with other people, brought to those to whom it would make the biggest, the best, the most incredible difference. And I know that's something that you could celebrate. So here comes my break music. Come on back for the second half of the O Spot here on Home Times Radio. And we'll talk more, or we'll listen more, I should say, with Mel Robbins on how to stop screwing yourself over.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with Om Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to the second half of the O-Spot. I'm Rachel Kenley, and I'm going to be, as I said earlier, a best-selling author yet again when my new novella comes out in November, and we'll be celebrating that with some freebies and wonderful giveaways, so spread the word. In the meantime, let's go back to Mel Robbins. I'm visually seeing her try to get back up on the stage. She jumped down into the audience. Let's listen to Mel talk about how to stop screwing yourself over.
We didn't pay for that. And I want you to just think for a minute, because we all have, I love to use the analogy, the inner snooze button. You have these amazing ideas that bubble up, right? You've been watching people all day, and I guarantee you, like, you know, ping pong balls, boom, 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 boom. You've got an idea, oh, what should do this, should do that. And every time you have an idea, what do? Boom, hit the snooze. What's the first decision you made this morning? I bet it was to go back to bed. Yeah, first decision today. I'm 1 in 400 trillion. I'm going to go back to sleep. And I get it. Your bed is comfortable. It's cozy. It's warm. If you're lucky, you've got, you know, like somebody that you love next to you. Or in my case, I've got my husband and my two kids and possibly the dog. And the reason why I'm bringing up this first decision that you made today and the inner snooze alarm is because in any area of your life that you want to change, any, there's one fact that you need to know. Just one. You're never going to feel like it. Ever. No one's coming. Motivation isn't happening. You're never going to feel like it. Scientists call it activation energy. That's what they call the force required to get you to change from what you're doing on autopilot to do something new. So try this test tomorrow. You think you're so fancy. I know you're attending TED. Try this. Tomorrow morning, set your alarm for 30 minutes earlier. And then when it goes off, take those sheets, throw them off, and stand up and start your day. No snooze, no delay, no I'll just wait here for 5 seconds because Mel's not standing here. Do it. And the reason why I want you to do it is because you will come face to face with the physical, and I mean physical, force that's required to change your behavior. Do you think that somebody who needs to lose weight ever feels like going on a diet? Of course not. Do you think they ever feel like eating boiled chicken and peas instead of a croissant? I don't think so. The activation energy required to get your ass away from your computer and out your front door to go on the walk you said that you were going to go on is the exact same amount of force that it takes you to push yourself out of a warm bed and into a cold room. What's interesting about being an adult is that when you become 18, nobody tells you that it's now going to be your job to parent yourself. And by parent yourself, I mean it's your job to make yourself do the crap you don't want to do so you can be everything that you're supposed to be. And you're so damn busy waiting to feel like it. And you're never going to. My son never feels like getting off his DS. That's my job. Get off the damn DS. Kendall, clean up the Barbies. If you're going to have a nude party in my bathroom, at least clean it up. God, chew with your mouth closed. We're at a barn for crying out loud. All right, dinner's coming. Get out of the pantry. As parents, and you were a kid, your parents make you do the things you don't feel like doing because you won't ever. Not now, not then, not ever. And even when you get good at something, you'll figure out something else you don't want to do. And then you'll plateau out and you'll get bored and you'll, I hate this dad. But will you look for new? No, you'll just bitch about that one. It's very, very simple to get what you want. But it's not easy. You have to force yourself. And I mean force. And the reason why I use the word force, when Roz is up here and talking about the emotion tracking, and she had the picture of the two sides of the brain, I look at the brain the exact same way. Only I describe one side of your brain as autopilot, and the other side is emergency brake. That's the only two speeds you get. Autopilot, emergency brake. And guess which one your brain likes better? Autopilot. You've had the experience where you've driven to work, right? And you get there and you're like, oh my God, I don't remember driving here. You weren't drunk. That was your brain on autopilot. It was functioning just at this level. And the problem with your mind is that anytime you do anything that's different from your normal routine, guess what your brain does? Emergency brake. And it has that reaction for everything. Everything. You walk into the kitchen and you see everybody's left their breakfast dishes for you. And you think for the 100th time, I'm going to kill them. In fact, I'm going to leave them here and I'm going to make them do it. But that's not your normal routine, is it? So your mind goes, emergency brake. And you go right into autopilot. I'll just load it and be pissed. And then not have sex. That's what I'm going to do. So when I say force, anything that's a break from your routine is going to require force. And if you think about your life, it's kind of funny because we, you know, are kids and then we become adults and we spend so much time trying to push our life into some sort of stable routine. And then we grow bored of it. You wake up at, what, the same time every day. You have largely the same breakfast. You drive to work the same way. You show up at work. You look busy. You avoid making calls. You update Facebook. You attend a meeting and doodle the whole time. You go back and update Facebook. You make plans for the evening. You look busy some more. Then you drive home the same way, eat largely the same dinner or, you know, variety of it. You watch the same kind of media, and then you go to bed and do the same thing all over again. No wonder you're bored out of your mind. It's the routine that's killing you. I have this theory about why people get stuck in life. So most of you have probably taken your basic Psych 101 class, and you've bumped into Andrew Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Well, your body is kind of cool. Because you have these basic needs. And your body is wired to send you signals. If you are hungry, if you need food, what do you feel? If you need water, what do you feel? If you need sex, what do you feel? Thank you. I think when you feel stuck or dissatisfied in your life, it's a signal. And it's not a signal that your life is broken. It's a signal that one of your most basic needs are not being met. Your need for exploration. Everything about your life, about your body, grows. Your cells regenerate, your hair, your nails, everything grows for your entire life. And your soul needs exploration and growth. And the only way you'll get it is by forcing yourself to be uncomfortable. Forcing yourself to get outside, out of your head. Thank you. If you're in your head, you're behind enemy lines. That is not God talking, okay? It's not. In fact, if I put a speaker on it and we broadcast what you say to yourself, we would institutionalize you. You would not hang out with people that talk to you the way you talk to yourself. So get out of your head. Your feelings are screwing you. I don't care how you feel. I care about what you want. And if you listen to how you feel when it comes to what you want, you will not get it. Because you will never feel like it. And you need to get outside your comfort zone. It's not about taking risks. It's about getting outside your comfort zone. Those first 3 seconds when you push yourself out of bed, they blow. But once you're up, it's great. Those first 3 seconds when you're sitting here in a studio or a stadium like this and somebody says, get up and come dance. And you think, oh, I should do that. And you're like, oh. That experience that you had where you had the impulse to do it, And then you didn't do the activation energy required to force yourself, your emergency brake got pulled. I'm sitting right here. I'm not going up with those crazy people. I don't like to dance. Anyway. But what happened for me is I came up and I bumped into Rachel, and then we started talking, and next thing you know, she's tweeting. And we're friends. And boom, get outside. That's where the magic is. That's where the one and 400 trillion exists. So everything I do, okay, this is the last part, sorry. So one more thing that you can use, I call it the 5 second rule. Your mind can process a facial expression in 33 milliseconds. It can move pretty damn quick. The other thing that it does very quickly is if you have one of those little impulses that are pulling you, if you don't marry it with an action within 5 seconds, you pull the emergency brake and kill the idea. Kill it. If you have the impulse to get up and come dance while the band is playing, if you don't stand up in 5 seconds, you're going to pull the emergency brake. If you have an impulse about you were inspired by somebody's speech today and you don't do something within 5 seconds, write a note, send yourself a text. Anything physical to marry it with the idea, you will pull the emergency brake and kill the idea. Your problem isn't ideas. Your problem is you don't act on them. You kill them. It's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. You're doing it to yourself. Stop it. I'm counting on you. One and 400 trillion. You got stuff to do. And it's not going to happen in your head. So I want you to practice this today. When we go off to party, thank God it's coming soon, because I think we all could use a cocktail. I want you to practice the 5 second rule.
All right. I'm going to have to ask you to practice that 5 second rule and make an action to come back and join me for the last section of this celebratory 1 year anniversary O-Spot here on Ohm Times Radio.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Ohm Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Ohm Times endeavor. Host your show with Ohm Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of the Inspired Parenting Radio Show, where every week we bring you empowering information from the diverse fields of conscious parenting, education, neuroscience, consciousness, health, and metaphysics to support you in nurturing the best in your children. So if you're interested in understanding what shapes your children's minds, spirits, and hearts, join me every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and prepare to be inspired.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Ohm Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.ohmtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Ohm Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance. to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Feed your consciousness. I like that. I don't think I've heard that phrase from us before. All right. Mel has one more minute. I will play it because I love her to do. But I want you all to know that I do occasionally slip and hit my snooze alarm more than once. But hearing her again, I always go back. I stop doing it because what a thought that your first action of the day is to stop yourself from doing what you're supposed to do. I mean, just think about it. Like, your first action is to go back to bed. I'm wonderful. I'm fabulous. I have this amazing life to live. And gosh, you know, nobody knows what's going to happen in that coming day. That could be amazing. And I'm saying this for myself as well, because I've had a couple of rough days recently. But you've got to throw off those covers, get out of bed and move forward. You've got 5 seconds. And she's not saying that if you have this amazing life-changing idea, that you should stop everything you're doing and do the life-changing idea. She said, send a text, send a tweet, do something to tell you what, you know, to remind you, just take action on it. All right, here's Mel's last directive to us.
They look interesting. Walk over there. You were inspired by somebody and you have a request. Make it. That's why you're here. Experiment with it, and I think you'll be shocked about what happens. And one more thing, you know, I want you to know that everything that I do, whether it's the radio show or the television show or the book that I wrote or the column, it's for you. And if there is anything that I can do, if I can do anything to make you do the things you don't want to do so you can have what you want, I will do it. But you need to walk over. You need to open your mouth, and you need to make the request. You got it? Good. Go do it.
You've got to open your mouth. You've got to walk over, and you've got to do it. We've all had those ideas. I was talking to some students this week in the homeschooling co-op where my kids and I go once a week, and we were talking about the concept of money and building a business and the fact that every time you hear somebody or you yourself say, God, I wish that somebody would, or wouldn't it be great if there was a million-dollar idea is about to pop out of your mouth or their mouths. And I remember once my mother said to me, well, find a need and fill it. And I created this little picture because one of the things I hated was popsicle stripping on my hand. And I created this little thing called a pop drop stop. And how you could sip out the juices afterwards. Eventually somebody made that. And one of the kids in my class is like, well, could you find the drawing and get money for it? I'm like, no, because I didn't act on it. We have to act on it. And there's so many people, so many times we hear the negative, oh, that's silly, don't be ridiculous, you know nothing about manufacturing, distribution, blah, blah, blah. Don't let them say that to us. All right, we've got 9 minutes or so. I have a 4-minute video from the Tony Award presentation of Wicked. The Act One closing number, Defying Gravity, is still something that I play, listen to, whether I go to the video to actually see Idina Menzel perform this or I just pop in my recording. It's one of those songs that never fails to inspire me, make me feel good, make me aware of the things in my life that I want to celebrate and the things in my life that I have to be grateful for. So since this was cut off the last time I tried to play it, and it is one of my favorites, and it's my day to celebrate, Idina Menzel, Kristen Chenoweth from the Tony Award production, so Tony Award winning production, and from the Tony Award performance, Defying Gravity.
Don't be afraid. I'm not. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me. Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for sexing, too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts, close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you can pull me down. Quick, get on.
What?
Come with me. Think of what we could do together.
Limited. Together we're unlimited. Together we'll be the greatest team that's ever been. Living our dreams the way we plan them. If we work in tandem, there's no fight we cannot win. Don't you and I fly in gravity? When you and I fly in gravity, they'll never bring us down.
Well, are you coming?
Sophie, you're trembling.
I hope you're happy now that you're choosing this.
You too.
I hope it brings you bliss. I really hope you get it and you don't live to regret it. I hope you're happy in the end. I hope you're happy.
Don't let her get away!
Wait, what are you doing? Let go of me, do you hear?
It's not her! She has nothing to do with it! I'm the one you want! It's me!
Sophie,
it's me!
So if you care to find it, look to the western sky! As someone told me, everyone is earned a chance to fly! I never flying solo. At least I'm flying free. To those who ground me, take a message back from me.
In all of us, no wizard that there is or was is ever gonna bring me
For those of us who knew Wicked before Frozen, it was no surprise that Adina could sing that way, could belt that way, and could deliver a song with so much emotion. And some of you may remember one of my first shows here, I played Let It Go, because in that, it's a story, it's a song of a woman embracing her power and her glory, and it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. Because as she said, and if I'm flying solo, at least I'm flying free. And Elsa says something similar, and I'm sure that's part of the reason they went to Adina for the voice. But I hope you all think of that this week and in your lives, that most of us aren't flying solo. We do have people around who are supportive of us, who love us, care, and nurture that spirit that wants to fly, that needs to fly and deserves to fly, that deserves to celebrate. So as we go into our last few minutes here, which I'm looking, I think I have like two, I want to say how grateful I am for you listening, for those of you who have emailed me and messaged me and friended the O-Spot Facebook page on on Facebook. Oh, gracious, Rachel. It's been a long day. Oh, I had to go to the DMV today. I have to admit this. Yes, I had to go to the DMV and get my license renewed. It's that time of the 5 years again. It was a rough start to the beginning of the day, but I did it early and I got out of there fast. So as Mel said, no holding back, just going out and going for it. But yeah, thank you for those of you who have liked the O-Spot page on Facebook, who have emailed me. And if for the future, of course, I always tell you, rachelkenley@gmail.com. You can find me on Facebook, as I like to say way too often. I do like Facebook. I'm not a Twitter girl. I do it on occasion and some of the others. But yeah, Facebook is, that was me. It's a social thing, you know. I like the connection. I like just seeing what people are doing, writer friends who have had babies and reader friends who are celebrating things as well. I love being able to post birthday hellos and greetings and all those things. So I'm a sap and I hope you are too. So thank you for being part of my journey, for being part of my flying, for being part of my life every week. And the reason I set aside this hour, the reason I find myself thinking more and more about what it is I'm passionate about, what lights me up, what I want to share with the world, and what I want to see different in the world. You are a part of that. So thank you, Om Times. Thank you, listeners. Thank you again, Dr. Kevin, for all that you have done for me and others. And to, again, to my listeners, for all you're going to do for yourself and to others this week. Good for you. Congratulations. Celebrate. Thanks for joining me. I'm Rachel Kenley here on the O-Spot on Om Times Radio. Join me again next Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll have another blast. Good night.